Okay, good morning, Rabbi Isai. Thank you very much for joining me for part two of today's shiur about making minyanim across gardens. I'd like to start just by summarizing what we said last week, and then once we've summarized what we said last week, we'll be back to where we're up to, and then we can go from there. Okay, so the first thing that we said last week, and then we'll repeat again, that's very important to know for this week, is that the question that we're asking at the moment is completely hypothetical. We are not asking, should a person make a minyan in the back garden? That's something you should ask a doctor, you should ask a health professional, etc., etc., because the questions that are being raised over here are very important questions as far as health of an individual is concerned, and pikuach nefesh overrides the obligation to daven with a minyan. That is no question about it, and therefore people should ask the shaylas before they make the minyanim. And again, we are also not discussing when we have a minyan that has 10 people in one garden. Let's say you have a very big garden and everybody's got their own little 2 meters by 2 meters square, and there's no problem with social distancing. We're still not discussing, that's also not what we are discussing. We're discussing only, Anthony, please mute yourself. You're getting, we're getting feedback from you. We're also not discussing the question of that of in one garden, because in one garden definitely you could make such a minyan. There's no question that you can make such a minyan because everybody's together in one place. The problem is, like we've seen in Eretz Yisrael, many people make minyanim on mere pesets. They make minyanim on different balconies, different porches, and the question is, can you, are you allowed to make such a minyan, or are you not allowed to make such a minyan? So we started off with the following. We said that the Mishnah in Pesachim and Daf Pehei on the base said that when a bone of the Korban Pesach made it outside of the room, it would be considered like it has left that domain. Kodshim, specific types of korbanos, were only allowed to be in specific areas and specific regions, and if they moved out of that region, then that part will become possible, that part become invalidated for the korban. Therefore, the Gemara then continues on and says, v'chein l'tfila. The same applies also for davening, which Rashi explained means that when it comes to davening, it is important that everybody is in the same room, and if you are not in the same room, you cannot come together in to be considered one group. And now the Gemara and Erevin also, which we mentioned last time, about a big room and a small room, that if you have a bigger room and a smaller room next to each other, and the door from the small room has been broken open, so there's now nothing between the big room and the small room, but there's a bigger room and the small room on the corner like this, like L-shaped. So we said, if there are people in the big room, the people in the small room will become tofel to them, will become part of that minyan and can be considered part of it. But if you have nine people in this small room and you have only one person in the big room, the one person in the big room cannot be schlepped after the small room because the small room is considered not important enough to schlep everybody else afterwards. Then the halacha we got into was the question by Zimun. We mentioned the halacha in Simon Kuf Tzadik Hei, Sif Aleph, that says that if you have two houses, they came in mitzarif, you have two different houses and people are eating in those houses, you can take the people and you can make a zim with them if they can see each other. And I'd like to start with this again, because this is where we were up to, and go into that a little bit more deeply. So let's go back to this Shulchan Aruch. It's in Simen Kuf Tzadik Hei, Sif Aleph, and it says the following. You have two groups that are eating in one house, or in two houses. If some can see one another, then you can group them together to make zimun. However, if they cannot see each other, then they're not mitzarif. And if they're shamash echalishtem, if you have one waiter for both of them, who mitzarif from, he brings them together. The example would be shenichnusu mitchila adas litzarif yachad, that the original intention was that they were all going to eat together. So since the original intention was that they're all going to eat together, even though they cannot see each other, if they have the same waiter and they're eating the same sudas, and then that would bring them together. However, there are those that say, Shim Rishus Arabim Afsekis Ben Shnei Abatim, Emetzafim Mishum Inyan. Some say if there's a Rishus Arabim between the two of them, then that cannot bring the different people together. That is what the Shulchan Aruch says. And now the question that we need to ask ourselves is the following. When we're discussing these two different groups and whether or not those two groups can or cannot be considered one in order to make Zimun, what are we discussing? Do we say, are we discussing an example over here where you have two people in one house and one person in another house? And therefore, by the fact that they can see each other, by the mere virtue that they can see each other, that takes two and one and makes them three, and now allows those three people to have Zimun together. That would be a very big chiddush. That would be a very novel thing to say, that even though the three people that are eating together are not really eating together, there's two eating in one house and one eating in another house, nevertheless, the fact that they can see each other or the fact that they have the same waiter allows them to bench together. That's one way of understanding this. The other way of saying this is no, that's not true. Of course, you are not allowed to take two people in one place and one person in another place and bring them together to create one example of Zimun. That would never work. Why? Because the halacha of miktsas and rayin eles elu, some seeing each other, some of them seeing these and some of these seeing these, is only if you already have a group of people that already makes a Zimun. So for example, you have three people in one place, then if there are another three people in another place, or even two people in another place, those two people are considered like they're eating together with the other three people, and we can then allow those two people to join in the Zimun with the three people that are already together in that one house. But that's only if you have three people together. But let's say you only have two people in one place and two people in another place. This halacha that you're allowed to span two different houses when you can see each other would not apply. Because it cannot create a grouping of three people to be able to make Zimun. That's already too much. All it can do is it can say, if you have three people in one place, then another few people from another place can be metstarif, can join on to that. But there is no way to say that if you have less than three people in one place, that the mere fact of seeing each other across a hallway, across all the way to another house, is good enough to be metstarif them. That is a question that is discussed over here in the Bi'ah Halacha. In the Bi'ah Halacha, the Maskil Shtei Chaburus. And there he quotes the Mishnah Berurah and he quotes the Rashba that says that would be even if you had two people and two people. And then he discusses how it would work because he says that it has to be when these three people sit down together, there needs to be an informed decision, so to speak, that they are now eating together. It can't be after they've eaten, one says, hey, I can see another guy over there, so therefore, let's be metzayif. That doesn't work. But if you're all eating together, you're eating in one house, and somebody else is eating in another house, and there's not enough room, can you bench together? Can you not bench together? I think a good example of this would be, I remember a few years ago, the Rach of Rav, the Rach of Rav, Rav Horowitz, made a chasana. And when he made that chasana, they split the chasana into two halls so that the men were in Jewish day and the women were across the road at Shrubberies. So let's assume there were also some men at Shrubberies in a small little mechitza, there wasn't enough room, and you put two or three tables of men in Shrubberies. Can you allow the men in Shrubberies to now say Zimun together with the people across the road in Jewish day school? So there they can't see each other. But they came together for the same meal. They're all eating the same chasna meal. I'm guessing it was the same caterer. I don't think they had one caterer in one hall and one caterer in the other hall. So it's the same caterer. It's the same meal. They've all sat together for the same purpose, but they're in two different houses. So then the halacha says, if they can see each other, then they can be mitzaref. And everybody agrees with mitzaref. But why? Because they sat down together for the same meal. However, if they did not sit down together for the same meal, and they didn't know of each other's existence, then that won't work either. And he brings the Gon, the Gro, which is brought in the Mishnayos Tefus Al Tuna, which he quotes, is that you cannot create three people together by saying, I'm taking two from here and one from there. If you have three people in one place, you can add more people to it. But you cannot make a new Metzius of a Zimun through taking two and one across the road. So that's the machlokas that we see over here by Zimun. The question is, now, can you take this halacha of Zimun? Can you take this halacha of being able to see each other across the road or from one window to another? And can you apply this halacha to the halachas of davening? So, for example, you have 9 people in one room and you have one person in another room, but they can see each other. Does that work to create a minyan? Or do we say no? The halacha of Zimun only teaches us if I have 10 people in one room, then if I have another guy in another room and he's looking in, he can go along with this minyan. But if I have 9 in one room and 1 in another room, I can't bring the others together. I can't create a minyan through the mere fact that they can see each other. So that's a discussion over here. So we mentioned already, as we said, we mentioned one halacha, I think, which was the halacha over here that brought in the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Nun Hey Sif Yud Gimel. Tzarech Shiyu Kol Asar B'Mokem Echad, all 10 need to be in one place, Ushliach Tzibo Imar, and the Chaz needs to be with them. And if somebody stands inside this, inside and is outside, then he's outside. That was the first Shulchan Aruch that needed mentioning over here. Then we saw the Mishnah Berurah that said that they need to be makom echad. That afilu imroi einam roim elu es elu kiven shem abayis echad. That we said last time, even if they don't see each other, if they're in one house, it's no problem. This is in Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Mem Ches. If some of them are in one room and some of them are in another room, im einam mitstafen, then ainam mitzdarfin. Sorry, avabi shapesa posuch b'neim. Then they're not mitzdarf. This was the case that we said last week. If you had 5 people in one room in MH and 5 people in another room, but they cannot see each other, then they are not mitzdarf. We said that even though the door was open, it didn't help because it's like 2 houses. There's no connection, etc., etc. The yesh machmir, and then he quotes, there are those amachmir even if they can see each other. And then again, the Shulchan Aruch seems to be going back and forth between the different things over here as well. So if you have a look in the Bi'ah Halacha by us over here, Valachutz Kelachutz, where the Shulchan Aruch had said that if he's inside, he's inside, if he's outside, he's considered like outside. Vimroim Elus Helu, if some of them can see each other, then they can be mitzarif. Even they're standing outside entirely, similar to what the Mechaber says in Sif Yudala, which we'll see soon. However, the Bi'ah Halacha says, L'chatchilo Yoyso Tovet is definitely better, L'hachmir Bezeh, to be machmir Shikonsu Lifnim, to go inside, the Kula Zude Mahana Roim as Elu, this Kula that some can see each other, the Gabit Siruf, like V'Bichas HaMozen, which we see later on in Simen Kuf Tzadik Hei, Noivem Tshuvas HaRashba, Simen Tzadik Vav. This comes from a Rashba in his Shumas in Simen Tzadik Vav. And he doesn't write this Ela B'derech Efsher. He only wrote this as a maybe. He didn't say for sure that this helps. And therefore the Bi'ah Halacha says, not so sure that this is going to work. Similarly, in Sif Yudal in the Shulchan Aruch, he says the following. What happens if Mishraim and Achayr Beis HaKnesses? Sif Yudal in the Shulchan Aruch says, if somebody's standing behind the shul, and between them there's a window, even if it's quite high, and even if it's not 4 amos wide, Umar Elohem Pono Mishom, but he can look through that window, Mitztaref Imoyim Le'asoro, then he can be part of the 10. So now we see that if you have somebody standing behind the shul, and there's a window between them, according to the Shulchan Aruch, it would seem to be, right, let's not come to conclusions yet. But according to Shulchan Aruch, at this point, it would seem to be that just even though you're outside, and even though the window's not big enough to be considered a Pesach, you consider a real opening, if you can see them and they can see you, the halacha would be that you are mitzdarif, that you can take the guy from the outside with the 9 guys from the inside, and being able to see each other, that's good enough. However, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, and this is the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Nun Beis, mentions the following. And therefore, Imkein, Lefiza Poshut. According to what we just said, it's Poshut. That if you have somebody in the Ezras Noshim, this happens sometimes. If sometimes people come late, especially if the Ezras Noshim is in the same floor, in the same story, as the regular men's. So then, it happens sometimes. If you have somebody standing in the Ezras Noshim, you have a Mechitza between them. but there's a chaloin, there's a window for the women to be able to see through. Umar lahem ponov misham. And you can see through from the mechitza into the main men's section. Mitztaif imoyim la'asara. So if you have nine people in the men's section and one guy who came late, who's embarrassed and is now sitting in the back in the Ezras Noshim in the women's section, can you take the guy from the women's section and add him to the men's section? So the halacha seems to say here, Mishnah Berurah, from what we said in Sif Yudalad and Shulchan Aruch, as well as the Mishnah Berurah over here in Sif Katan Nun Beis, seems to say that yes, you can. The kosh came in Yeshbil Odei Asara, and certainly if there are 10 in the men's section without this guy in the women's section, without the guy in the Ezras Noshim, then it's considered Tvil Bitzibah Yedezeh. Ve'af al pikein. Now the Mishnah goes back to what we said again. Nevertheless, Yoyse Toiv im Nokel hu loy leired lebeis hakneset sheyered. It is better if you have a guy in the Ezras Noshim, even though, yes, lehalocha, you can be soimach on that. But if he can go easily from the Ezras Noshim back into the men's section, then he should do that. Why? Because there are those that disagree that say, yes, the halach of Zimun applies to Zimun. However, when the Rajba wants to take this halach of Zimun and apply it as well to the halachas of Minyan, it's not correct. And who's that? He brings over here in the Shaar Tzion on the bottom. He says, the Gaon is Sifkot Lamed Aleph. There says, Yesh Litchos Kol Arayis. And the Rashi himself only said, Bederech Efshar. And therefore, and he quotes the Bi'alocha also. And he says, therefore, it is better not to do that. Yes, if you have nine in the men's section and one in the ladies' section, and the man in the ladies' section of the Ezras Noshim can look through, it's not bulletproof, so he can look through, they can see him and he can see them, so then the halacha is, yes, it will be considered a minyan. However, it is better not to be soimach on that because you have a gon that disagrees with this Rajba, as well as a Chuvas Mishkanas Yaakov. Therefore, and even the Rajba who says that it works only says a bederech efshar, and therefore, it's better not to be soimach on that. So that is another place where we see this. Then it comes up again in Sif Tezvav. In Sif Tezvav, we say the following. If you have miktsasim mifnim miktsasim machutz, let's say you have a minyan where half the people are inside and half the people are outside. It's a small house and there's a lot of people there and half the people are davening outside. This could happen sometimes, by the way, when you have a shiva house. We've been to shiva houses where people have been literally standing out the door. It's been a small flat or it's been a small place, and people are standing literally out the door to be able to get get into the shiva house, and there's no way for them to be able to get into the shiva house because there's too many people. Sorry, we're running a school and a yeshiva here at the same time as Torah Way. So then the halacha is, if you have the chazan between the two rooms, then that would work. So for example, if you're in Vienna, we have a base medrash in one of the houses over there where you have two different rooms, and then you have a room in the middle where you have a bit of a hallway between the two of them, a very small hallway, probably only 3-4 feet wide, and the chazan's shtender is in that little hallway between those two rooms. So even though you have five people in one room and five people in the other room, the chazan who is standing in the middle is mitzaref all of them. He brings them all together, even if they're in two rooms. Now, in Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Nun Dalet, he says that since he's a shliach tzibur, everybody wants to come together with him, so that works. Uva adam acher she'eino shatz, another person who's not the shliach tzibur, even he's on himself at the doorswell, eino mitzaref imayim kilel sif gimel, you can't be mitzaref with them. Because it afkir she'eino imayelus elu, but if they see each other, then mitzaref. So again, we see over here that the chazan brings them together. Another person does not bring them together. However, says Mishnah Berurah, if they can see each other, then they would be able to come together. So again, as I said, the Mishnah Berurah is sort of trying to skirt a line between allowing it and between not allowing it, between saying, yes, it's allowed, and between the gaon that says it's not really allowed. So we're starting to run out of time, so I'm going to bring to you over here two more things. Number one, in Sif Yud Zayin, we say that if you have the shliach tzibur in that small room, remember we spoke about the small room and the big room? What happens if the chazan's in the small room? And you have nine people in the big room, so then the halacha is, then he can be moitzi them, because the one person in the small room becomes nigra acharein, because schlept after the other one's considered part of it. But if the chazan's in the big room and nine people in the small room, he cannot be moitzi them, he cannot say anything for them, because the people in the small room cannot do anything for the people in the big room if there's no minyan. He says, however, if there are 10 people in the small room, then that works no matter what. And then he brings the what's called, if there's a minyan. He says, even if there are 10 people in the small room, if he is moitzi them yedei chavoson, then you should not say Kaddish, and you should not say Kedusha, because in the place where you're standing, there is no minyan. So that again seems to say that the chazan needs to stand in a place where there is a minyan. So how are we going to allow a chazan who is standing in one garden or in another garden to make a minyan like that? He's not standing in the place where there is a minyan. So we'll finish off with one Mishnah Berurah, and that's what we'll say, I think, halacha l'maaseh, I think that that's what everybody is samech on. In Sif Yud Ches, it says, if some of the 10 are in shul, and some of them are in the vestibule of the shul in the Azara, ain't a mitzaref and they're not mitzaref. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Kotten Nun Zayin, Kol Savar Prima Godin, the Prima Godin writes, what we mentioned in Sif Yud Zayin and Yud Ches and Yud Tes about the big rooms and the small room and the mitzaref and the not mitzaref, that's all talking about She'enom Royin Ze'ezeh. That's all talking about when they cannot see each other. So if they cannot see each other, being in different rooms will be considered a massive issue. However, right? But if they can see each other, afilu bishnei batim imra in two separate houses, mamish, then it's tarif, like we see by Zimun and Kuf Tzadik, hey. The yesh machmirim, there are those that are machmir. Remember, we spoke about this goan that says a machmir, that says you're not afil b'royin. In a place where it's a mokar matchak, where you're stuck, so then, says the Mishnah Berurah, then maybe, yes, you could be mekel. So we see over here that the Mishnah Berurah is saying, of course, lechatchila, it is wrong to do that. If you have a choice, you're in a shul and there are nine people in shul and you're in the Ezras Noshim, yes, of course you should go into the main shul. You should not be in the Ezras Noshim, even if you can see the people. And even if there are 10 people, you should go into the main shul because you're better being with the people. And normally, if you have 5 people in one room, 5 people in another room, they should come into one room together, they should daven together. You should not have the two rooms mitzvah of each other just by the fact that they can see each other. However, where it is not possible to do it any other way, there says the Mishnah Berurah, yesh lahakel. And therefore, I think this is what it was based on. I know that Rav Asher Weiss, Agon Rav Asher Weiss from Eretz Yisrael, wrote a tshuva about this. And in Eretz Yisrael, almost all the places I've heard about, there are many people that make minyonim, where different people stand on their mepisois, they stand on their porches, and even across roads within. Rechavi, my brother-in-law, told me that they're making minyonim. My guess is that they were being soimach on this prima godim and this rajba. The rajba says that by seeing each other, even by davening it works, and the prima godim who says as follows as well, and even though the gon says that you shouldn't do that, that is under normal circumstances, where you have extenuating circumstances, where it is not possible to do it any other way, then the Mishnah Berurah will allow it. Now, it would probably be true to say that for the last, definitely in my lifetime, I don't know, people might here might be older, they might remember other things, but in my lifetime, I've never ever had another greater shas atchak than this. There's never been another situation where we literally have been forced to daven separately. There's no way to do it. And yet, you can come up with ways to daven one person in one garden, one person in another garden, and it seems to be that b'shas l'tchak, yes, you're allowed to do it. And therefore, the person who writes Yisrael allowed it, with the minyanim on the different balconies, and in my opinion, according to what we see over here, it would be allowed to do it here as well, as long as, again, this is the big, most important caveat to the entire shir, that what I'm saying here is only if you're doing it correctly and there are no issues with social distancing and you can do it and nobody, chas v'shalom, will get sick from it. If you cannot do that, then this is not allowed. It is 100% also, even without all the lumnas that we said. And then the other thing which is important to say is that you don't have to see everybody. You don't have to see 10 people. It says, Miktsasam Roim Elas Elu. One, some can see each other. So we had where somebody says, no, you have to be able to see all 10 people. It's not true that the Chaz needs to see 10 people. Even if he doesn't, if some can see each other, the all Mitztaifa would seem to minion. So again, Yemetz Hashem, this shir, even though at the moment now it's Nagei Lamaisa, we hope very strongly that this shir should become not Nagei Aloch Lamaisa. There should be a shir that's only hypothetical again. That we can all go back to our shuls and we can all go back to our minyanim. Everybody is missing a minyan. You're sitting here, I'm looking at 20 people looking at me via Zoom instead of sitting in a room in Machzika Adas together with you and feeling all together. Everybody is downing on their own. I see people with their tefillin still on their heads. It's not ideal. It's not what we want. We say to the Ben Shalom, we're trying as hard as we can, even when we can't, to have a minyan. And so therefore, please allow us to come back. Please allow us to have our minyanim again. Allow us to come together as a kehillah, as a community, to daven. And in Yetz Hashem, we will soon be able to daven. And this question will become hypothetical again, a question that you can learn when you learn the halachas of Kaddish and think to yourself, nah, this never really applies. This never really happens. We know and we see again and again, all halachas are pertinent, all halachas apply at one point or another. The case just might not have happened to you yet. With all that, I'd like to wish you all a very, very good day, to thank you all for joining me, and Emetz Hashem, we should come together on Simchis, in health and in happiness and future, in person, rather than having to do this only via screen.